Charlie Hunter is a one-man band. His tricked-out instrument allows him to play bass and guitar at the same time. Here he is in an NPR performance on this program back in 2003. Hunter made a name for himself playing an 8-string guitar with these fanned-out frets. Today, he's pared things back to 7 strings, but he still has a big, fat sound and is backed by 2 other jazz innovators, trombonist Curtis Folks and drummer Bobby Previtt. The Charlie Hunter Trio's new album is called Let the Bells Ring On. Charlie Hunter joins us from our studios in New York. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Do you ever get sick of people asking you about your guitar?
Not really.
No?
I guess I brought it upon myself. So that's just one of the many karmic things I deserve, I guess.
So are your guitar makers or whoever crafts these things for you, they're just used to seeing you show up and being like, Charlie, okay, he needs a new thing.
Well, yeah, the guy who's been making the last few guitars, I've been playing this guy, Jeff Traugott in Santa Cruz. He's definitely, you know, had to put his nose to the grindstone on a few occasions. You know, there's just so many things at play, and having put the bass range on it probably was not the best idea I could have had.
Really?
Because, well, just because as you go lower sonically, the need for scale length and surface area increases exponentially.
Huh.
So you just create all these incredible problems for yourself, and playing the higher stuff in tune while you're playing bass notes in tune, even on the fretted instrument, is just not the easiest thing in the world. But I like doing it, so I'm glutton up for punishment.
So I want to ask you about your new trio.
Sure.
Before we talk, let's listen to a little bit of this cut. There's some pretty interesting trombone happening by Curtis Folks. This is called Anthem USA. I'm sure I'm stating the obvious here, but that instrument's talking, right? Like, you could just imagine this like guy talking through this trombone, like, hey, did you hear this thing?
Amen. And that is really the one and only Curtis Folks, who, you know, I've had the pleasure to play with off and on for the last 15 or so years. And, you know, I really wanted to have a group that had the vibe of a singer but wasn't a singer. And I think Curtis is about as close as you can get to that, you know.
About Bobby Previtt. What did
Bobby.
He bring?
Yeah, well, Bobby is, both Bobby and Curtis are from the generation before me, so, you know, when I was coming up, I listened to a lot of their records, so I kind of was like, wow, Bobby Previtt, oh cool, you know. You know, I just can't think of another person that can play these authentic rock and blues and R&B grooves with a complete total improviser's and composer's sensibility and still have that time and the nasty kind of stank on the beat, you know? I just can't think of anyone else who can do that, so there you have it.
Let's listen to a bit of the title track now. This is Let the Bells Ring On. Cuts on this album are originals, but in something like this, I can hear some soul, maybe even some gospel influence. What were you going for here?
Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always going for that. I mean, some of my favorite guitar players are, I guess, you know, there's this whole thing called, you know, quartet playing, great gospel guitar players who comp behind the singers, you know. There's a guy now named Eric Walls. I don't know if you've heard him, but he's a great guitar player. And of course, always soul music, which is a big part of what I listened to growing up. And the most important thing that I listened to growing up was my mom's music that she had, because she came up in the whole Greenwich Village folk scene in the early 60s. So she had all these records playing all the time that, as a teenager, were incredibly embarrassing if friends were over, but as an adult, I'm
like,
really,
what?
You know, she had Reverend Gary Davis and Blind Blake and Mississippi John Hurt and Lead Belly and, you know, I mean, the list goes on, Big Bill Brunzi. So that was the soundtrack of our youth, really.
How much jazz was in your house when you were growing up?
None. We had one record, a Wes Montgomery record called Tequila. That was the one jazz record that we had. So I had to discover that stuff on my own, which I did through the Berkeley Public Library.
You know, we're talking, as we remember, a jazz great, Ornette Coleman, the famed sax player, passed away at the age of 85 this past week. Was his music something that you spent a lot of time with?
I really did, actually. I've always, you know, when I heard his stuff, it just immediately felt to me like that earlier blues stuff we were talking about, all the forms and the feeling behind it and just the approach. It was just instantly recognizable to me, you know. Those tunes are so strong. They're just such a big part of the American reality, you know.
Charlie Hunter, it has been such a pleasure talking with you. Charlie Hunter's new album is called Let the Bells Ring On. It features Curtis Folks and Bobby Previtt. He talked to us from our studios in New York. Charlie, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.